is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. More than 100,000 people are expected to attend tomorrow's memorial service for assassinated political activist Charlie Kirk. State Farm Stadium, the home of the Arizona Cardinals, only seats 60,000. A hockey arena next door will take in the overflow. Jose Santiago is with the Glendale Police Department.
Not only are we handling the security for this event outside of the venue, we still have an entire city that we still have to protect.
CBS News has learned law enforcement agencies are tracking several threats of unknown credibility against tomorrow's memorial. CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us several federal agencies will be on hand to help keep the event safe.
The Department of Homeland Security has designated the memorial as a level one security event on par with the Super Bowl. Hundreds of state, federal, and local law enforcement will work side by side, with the U.S. Secret Service taking the lead. Security measures include uniformed and plainclothes officers, drones, and 300 cameras for surveillance, as well as counterterrorism sniper teams.
President Trump and Vice President Vance will be there. The president has rolled out what he calls gold card fast track immigrant visas.
They're going to pay $1 million. The corporation's going to pay $2 million.
The gold cards feature Trump's face and signature. A CDC advisory panel is not recommending all Americans get COVID shots. CBS's Mark Strassman.
12 yes, 0 no, and 0 abstain.
The CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee voted to advise Americans to speak to their doctor if they want a COVID-19 vaccine. But the ACIP stopped short of recommending anyone 6 months and older get the shot. The 12-member panel was handpicked by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic. Some outside medical liaisons working with the panel say the guidance should be more forceful.
COVID-19 vaccines are highly safe and effective. They work.
That's COVID workgroup member Henry Bernstein. Minneapolis hosts Farm Aid today. Here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The concerts, launched in the farm crisis of the 1980s, continue to raise awareness about the plight of family farmers. Bob Dylan is a late addition to the program. Joining Dylan and Willie Nelson are artists including Kenny Chesney and Dave Matthews.
We're driving through the desert, I never man.
When Taylor Swift releases her new album, Life of a Showgirl, October 3rd, she will also return to the big screen with a release party. Pop culture expert Lama Dawson.
It's really cool because it harkens back to the days where she would talk to her fans and tell them what her inspiration was, what goes into it. They love hearing from Taylor, and she's giving it to them.
Theater prices for the watch party will be $12. That's in honor of Taylor Swift's 12th album. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
It's the Crew in the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers square off again tonight against the Cardinals in St. Louis. Milwaukee coming up short last night, 7-1. Manager Pat Murphy on why he pulled first-year starter Jacob Mizorowski out of the game after allowing 2 runs, 5 hits, and 3 walks in 3 2/3 innings.
This is a work in progress. You know, this young man came up and set the world on fire and just got in a groove and... right now, he just needs our support.
The Cubs lost to the Reds, so the Brewers' magic number is now at 3 to clinch the NL Central Division. NFL, the Packers take on the Browns at noon tomorrow in Cleveland. The Packers' Micah Parsons says this will be the first time he's ever faced the Browns' 40-year-old quarterback, Joe Flacco.
Man, really just getting after Flacco. You know, I kind of like the name the Hunter. I haven't had Flacco yet. I need him. I want him. It's time to go get him.
That's Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers are likely, maybe a rumble of thunder still and a low in the mid-60s. 75 with scattered storms for Sunday. Sunday night, scattered showers and storms, a low of 62. 73 Monday.
It's 64 at our studios.
98 years. You count them. I know they're there. WRJN's provided local news and information. Glad that we're here. And it's Saturday morning. It is Party on the Pavement Day. Going to have some fun. Dodge maybe a few showers or so. Cherish Association, number one for them, back in 1966.
Cherish is the word I used to describe. All the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blunt. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits. Genuine, my glove should be.
so long. As I have wandered through this world, as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will, I never know.
Timeless hits at WRJN. Rick Johnson, the Saturday morning soundtrack for your Saturday morning. And also, don't forget, we have Brewers baseball. We still have some coming yet, okay? Today they take on the Cardinals, and we're going to have the pregame starting at about 9:40 or so. 70 degrees on the outside right now at Radio Park. And don't forget, party on the pavement. That starts at noon. We will be there to sign you up for a set of tickets to see the Brewers, I believe it's next weekend, club-level seats. That'd be kind of fun. So stop on by. We're going to be at Monument Square. We'll be there starting noon till I'll be there 5 to 7 tonight. Like you to stop by and say hello.
Big deals.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Be first in line for 2026 Brewers season tickets available now. Secure the best seats in the house at the best rates of the season and get a 2025 regular season Brewers game free. Plus, full or half season plans of two or more seats get a custom Brewers starter jacket. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Rushing, but I can't
Presley, can't help falling in love. Kenny Rogers said that he was much older than this group when he played the first edition. So he actually grew a goatee and mustache to make him look younger. And so it worked.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. Found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep, dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Just dropped in to see.
condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the WRJN Capsule Countdown coming up in, oh, I'd say just about 3 minutes or so, something like that. But let's listen to First Class, First Time Around, Beach Baby, Beach Baby. Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Rick Johnson's Saturday morning soundtrack with, well, we've got a lot of cool things going on today, too. Don't forget about Party on the Pavement. That's going to be happening today. And I believe it's rain or shine, no matter what. We're going to be downtown at Monument Square there at the corner of 6th and Main. And why don't you stop by, say hello, and we're going to have ourselves a good time. Right now, though, 8:30, time for the first installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. And we said we're going to stop off at year 1968. That's where we were at. And some of the things that went on in 1968, hey, Van Jones, he was an American author. He was born on this day in 1968. British racing driver Jim Clark is killed in a Formula 2 race at Hockheim. That wasn't very, I remember that. That was not good. Also, London Bridge was sold to a U.S. entrepreneur, Robert P. McCulloch, for reconstruction at the Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Is that where the saying here, I got a bridge? No, that's a swamp in Arizona. I'd tell you something like that. And things going on the radio? Well, the specific date was September 14th. 1968, and this is what was on your radio.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
9.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name?
8. 7.
For the number 3 song on this date.
Number 3 song on this date, September 14th, 1968. This song stayed at number 2, or number 3, for 3 weeks, never got to number 1. Jose Feliciano and Light My Fire on WRJN.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Well, it would kind of stand for reason that he'd give it a shot. I mean, Jim Morrison had Light My Fire out. It was number one for a couple weeks, about the same time of year, 1 year before that. And Jose Feliciano figured, hey, I'll give it a try, too. He did. And like I say, he was at number three for 3 weeks. Next Capsule Countdown comes up in a little less than an hour from now. We're talking 1974. Stick around. It's going to be a blast.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. About
and Cher, The Beat Goes Up. Remember miniskirts? They were the current. Yeah.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Buffer is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
W-R-J-N.
out, they smile in your face. The backstabbers, they're not very nice people, are they? 98 years, we've been giving you local news, and we give you the timeless hits, and a whole lot of fun things. Definitely a lot of cool things going on we're seeing this weekend. But, you know, I wanted to ask you, did you listen to Don Rosen? Well, I do. I raise my hand. Yeah. Thursday, he had former talk host Tom Mountain. He was back. Boy, was it good to hear him again. And also, he had the WRJN former news director, Tom Carco. He was also, they talked about some really cool things, some of the stuff I remembered. And just kind of interesting to hear them all again. That was last Thursday morning. Check out the Don Rosen Morning Show. You'll never know. Never know. He's got some good people coming up. And, of course, the Don Rosen Show is sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
At WRJN with Rick Johnson saying news coming up here at the top of the hour.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, let him scare. They know, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Bleeding me, go home.
boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
Michael Wallace, Super Bowl-like security will be on hand for tomorrow's memorial service for Charlie Kirk in Glendale, Arizona. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
We know that Kirk's widow, Erica, will speak. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance are confirmed. Turning Point USA, the organization Kirk founded, says more names will be announced leading up to the service. Now, State Farm Stadium can hold more than 60,000 people, but organizers are also opening an overflow venue next door at Desert Diamond Arena to help manage the large crowds they're expecting.
Sacramento police have arrested a suspect in yesterday's shooting at a television station's window. No one was injured at the ABC affiliate 2 days after ABC pulled Jimmy Kimmel's show. The House passed funding bill to avoid a government shutdown.